This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
Welcome to Avaya Tech Talk. Now, here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Good day, all. This is your APN podcast host, Guy Clinch, with a new edition of Avaya Tech Talk. This episode is the final in a series of interviews previewing the upcoming IAUG Converge 2013 conference that is taking place at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center in Orlando, June 3rd through the 7th. Today, may I introduce to you Linda Dotz, Avaya's Vice President of Contact Center Product Management, and Laura Bassett, Director of Marketing, Customer Experience Management, and Emerging Technologies at Avaya, about a number of the sessions they will be hosting during the upcoming conference. Linda and Laura will jointly host the session Avaya Contact Center Portfolio Strategy and Roadmap. Participants will learn about Avaya's software portfolio strategy for 2013 and beyond. This session will provide a detailed roadmap of key Avaya solutions and applications for contact center customers and customer experience management. Later in the week, Laura will present the session, Evolution to Next Generation Customer Experience Management. This session will give participants more information about Avaya's vision and strategy for the next generation of customer experience and the contact center evolution scenarios that follow. Attendees will learn some of the key steps and options possible through the latest innovations and solutions enabled by the Avaya Customer Experience Framework. Laura and Linda will be available throughout the IAUG Converge 2013 event, meeting with customers, Avaya partners, industry analysts, other stakeholders, and people important in Avaya's future. Linda and Laura, welcome to the Avaya Tech Talk Podcast.
Thank you. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks. It's great to have both of you on. I know you both well and really appreciate your time. I know how busy you are. We've got a really exciting event shaping up for this year's IAUG Converge 2013, especially in the Contact Center Learning Track. What are some of the highlights that you would point people to expect during the week?
Sure, Guy. I'll take that one. This is Laura. To start it off, really, there's a wealth of information about our portfolio, the changing direction in the market, how we're evolving our portfolio to help our customers meet the demands of today's consumer. Our customers can really learn about the expansive solutions that Avaya can offer them, everything from video and collaboration options, expertise, our research labs and where these technologies are going, to how to adopt cloud solutions in your enterprise and specifically focus on the contact center space. We'll also get into the core of the portfolio with our Avaya Aura Contact Center solution and our Call Center Elite solution. As well, we'll hear about new solutions that we're bringing to market through automated chat, the ability to have your customers interact with an automated agent via your website. So there's a lot of exciting things on the docket for that learning track. We hope that our customers get as much out of it as they're expecting to. So make sure and ask us all the questions about what you want to know while you're there.
Great. Thank you, Laura. So both of you will be presenting during the conference. You'll be teaming on the Avaya Contact Center Portfolio Strategy and Roadmap. And Laura, later in the week, you'll be doing the evolutions piece as well. What is it individually that participants can expect from those sessions?
From the strategy and roadmap session, Guy, they can start off by expecting an overview of our market trends and how those trends relate to the important things that are happening in their industries and in their businesses, and how we leverage some of those trends to then think about how our strategy needs to translate into new investments. What we think about from the customer roadmap perspective is, what are customers doing today? And what's next on their horizon from the business implementations within their contact center and customer experience environments? And then what is Avaya doing to support those next steps on the customer roadmap from both our current capabilities we have within our portfolio today, as well as the next things that we're investing? So the first hour of our session we'll spend on that. Then we'll move to a deeper dive on each of the key areas of the portfolio. So customers that are not using some of these products today can understand what their value is, what capabilities they deliver, and how they can integrate into their current environment. For the customers that are using these solutions today, what's next on our roadmap so they can start planning within their budgeting cycles for the investments that will be important to them to deliver on new capabilities. Laura?
Yeah, and then later in the week, Guy, as you mentioned, I'll be hosting a session, Evolution to Our Next Generation Customer Experience Management. Really what we'll focus on here is an understanding of Avaya's vision and strategy for that next generation customer experience. What does it mean? What is that next generation customer experience? How is it driven by the consumer? But in addition, we'll talk about evolution scenarios, what businesses are doing today to ensure that they're setting the right trajectory to meet the needs and expectations of that next generation consumer that's driving that experience. And we'll go through some of the key steps to really implementing and defining that customer experience strategy. On top of that, we will talk about what's possible through some of the latest innovations and solutions enabled by the customer experience portfolio and framework from Avaya.
Great, thank you. I'm personally looking forward to participating in those sessions as well. The relationship between IAG and Avaya has been long and beneficial for both organizations, and I've written about this dynamic on my blog at Avaya.com. What are some of your personal recollections of the ways in which Avaya customers participating in IAUG and Avaya as an organization have benefited from the relationship?
Well, Guy, I've been with Avaya for a very long time, and I've been involved with IAUG across many years. And I can tell you there's three things that come to mind. First and foremost, especially in the contact center space, the Avaya users group attendees and participants have been extremely influential in helping us develop our roadmap. There's a session that we call Future Needs, and the Future Needs group throughout the year gives us feedback on what are the important capabilities that they need in their next generation contact center solutions so they can better serve the customers that are coming to them. So that future needs committee has been really critical. A second aspect has been the ability for our product managers to participate actively with our customers, have one-on-one conversations, have group conversations in groups like Birds of a Feather that enable them to hear from different segments of our customer base directly how our solutions influence and benefit their business today, and then what are the next set of capabilities that would be beneficial to them so they can differentiate to in their own businesses to the competitors that they face. The demonstration floor has been really critical because we can do show and tell. We can sit with customers and show them new capabilities. They can ask questions. We can answer those questions so they can see the value of the solutions as well as hear about them during the breakout sessions. And I'd say that the other critical one for me has always been the ability for customers to work with us in some of these presentations, for the customers to talk about their real life experiences of implementing some of the solutions so then their peers in the audience can really benefit from that. Those are some of the things that really are top of mind for me, and I look forward again to participating in these different type of events for the session coming up.
Yeah, that was great, Linda, and I would have a lot of the same perspective. I've had an opportunity over the years to work as a champion with the user group organization, and it's really fundamentally the value that it brings to customers is that it is truly led by customers. And yes, there is a partnership that Avaya certainly wants to be involved and help set and ensure the direction of the message that we're getting out there to this very important base. But there's such value in the fact that it's your own peers and you get to come and learn from those peers. And we learn from all of these users and what they're really experiencing day to day. So that's the only thing that I would add on to, Linda, what you stated.
Yes, it's obvious you see the benefit of the investment. You've made such a commitment in sending people, the time that it's taking them to get ready for the conference, the time they'll spend away from their offices at the conference, and all the necessary expenses. So I can see the commitment you've made really proves it and reinforces the things you've just said. So thank you for that. Laura, you've got many exciting things you'll be sharing with Avaya customers, industry analysts, and the press during the event. Can you give us a CliffsNotes version of some of those exciting announcements?
Sure. Yeah, one of the main things that we're going to be talking about this week, we've got a couple of new GA announcements coming up. One of the main things we'll be talking about this week is our exciting new Outbound Contact Express solution. And this is truly a solution. It's a turnkey integrated outbound solution that comes all in a package with recording, reporting, agent scripting, and analytics, all up and running in 24 hours and ready to go for a business to start defining their outbound campaigns. And this truly integrates and extends the mission around customer experience, because it's about not waiting for your customers to reach to you, but understanding when they want and need to hear from you. The target here is that mid-market contact center that needs to be able to have that easy to manage, easy to deploy solution that they can get up and running quickly to impact their business directly. And so it's anywhere from 25 to 250 agents. And we're really excited about it. We think it's going to hit a mark of something that our customers have really been telling us that they need. The other solution that you'll hear us talking about, we have a new release of our workforce optimization portfolio coming here in the June timeframe. We'll be previewing that a bit with our analysts, and we'll go into some more detail on that release. We also have some industry consultants that'll be attending in a parallel event that some of our customers may see walking around. So I encourage the customers that are here to talk to these industry analysts and consultants and take advantage of their presence at the event. Ask them what they see on the forefront coming from a customer experience and contact center perspective. Ask them what you should be thinking about from day to day.
Laura, thank you very much. Linda, on a personal level, please tell me a little bit about what it's like to be Avaya's Vice President of Contact Center Product Management and to play such a key role in the dynamic and evolving industry, providing enterprise class communication solutions to businesses across the globe.
Well, I'll tell you, Guy, my favorite part of the job is when I am able to interact with customers and our business partner community, because they really teach me the most about how the market is evolving. They're living it every single day. Our partners have a good cross-customer view because they deal with customers across many different industries and segments of the market. Obviously, we have partners across the globe, so we learn a lot from them about what the different trends are that are driving some of the innovation requirements in different parts of the world. So I will tell you, interacting with customers and partners is the best part of the day, and learning from them, and then working together with the product management team, the R&D community, the marketing organizations, and our other support organizations, services, professional services, really thinking about how then we do the best we can at Avaya to respond to those varying trends and needs in a way that really enables our customers to differentiate their businesses. And that's the key. If we can bring the capabilities today and tomorrow for our customers to then be able to differentiate the way they serve their customers and do it in a way that meets those customers' needs, that's total success for us. So when I can see that and when I can hear that kind of feedback from our customers and or our partners, it's a good day for me. And we'll continue to drive that as we pursue in the next years to come. We're continuing to make sure that we have the necessary capabilities for customers as they transition from contact center to a true customer experience solution across both their contact center and enterprise environment. It's a key trend for our customers and a way we know that they can really make a difference for their business. So that's what it's like day in the life of a contact center product management VP, and hopefully we'll have another good year coming up.
Certainly wishing you a good year and many of those good days too to come. So Laura, would you tell us a little bit about your role as Director of Marketing, Customer Experience, and Emerging Technologies at Avaya?
Absolutely. I would echo Linda's comment that my favorite part of the day is the time that I get to spend with customers and hearing from them. And fortunately, that's a big part of my job. I have to understand customer needs and expectations in order to be able to help them understand how our products can solve for those needs, those business problems that they're trying to resolve. And that's really what it comes down to with enabling them, customers and prospects, to gauge which solution is right for them or if we can help them solve that problem. The other exciting part of my role is the emerging technologies piece, where I'm working directly with our labs teams, our research teams, and putting them in touch with customers who are on the forefront of adopting some of these newer technologies, and getting and engaging that conversation that allows our customers to influence the next generation innovations from Avaya. And so the two actually come together really well. It's the beginning of the solution and the customer definition of it, to in the end, you know, how does the mass market, why is it valuable for them to adopt these solutions? And it really, I think, keeps Avaya on the forefront of these technologies and really focused, again, from the customer perspective, what is it that we need to be doing and providing out there? And so we hope to continue that feedback loop, and that's what I'm hoping to really get out of IAUG this week, is a lot more of those valuable conversations.
We've been speaking today with Linda Dotz, Avaya's Vice President of Contact Center Product Management, and Laura Bassett, Director of Marketing, Customer Experience, and Emerging Technologies at Avaya, about the number of sessions they will serve as hosts for during the upcoming Converge 2013 event. Please note that during the IAUG Converge 2013, fellow podcast host Mark Fletcher and I will be producing live interviews and content originating from Orlando. Please join us for a large amount of new content, industry insights, and special announcements. Thanks for joining us here today on Avaya Tech Talk. You can subscribe to our episodes on iTunes, visit us on our website, AvayaTechTalk.com, and also on Twitter, hashtag APN Podcast. Talking Tech, this has been your host, Guy Clinch, the advocate for the government customer at Avaya.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at Avaya.com/APN.